George Strait final day. Yes, I know Lionel Geter close, but I don't think she can understand just how far I've been letting my heart fall. What's in my head? She don't know I got some big, big plans. Build a little house out on some hand-me-down land. Find a little island where we go to get tan. I bet we take our kids down there one day. And I know she wouldn't mind if I did a little something like find a fly. Overnight to paradise and late tonight. And I'ma put a diamond on her hand. She don't know I got some big, big plans. Beside the sink, Johnny Emerald Diamond on a brand new band. Asked her mama for permission and her daddy for hand. I got some big, big plans. Build a little house out on some hand-me-down land. Find a little island where we go to get tan. I bet we take our kids down there one day. And I know she wouldn't mind if I did a little something like find a fly. Overnight to paradise and leave tonight. And I'ma put some big, big plans.
She don't know, she don't know.
She don't know I got some big, big plans.
She don't know, she don't know.
Well, here I go, cause right now we're back in her hometown. And I'm down on one knee. I guess she finally figured out I'm gonna ask her to marry me. Got some big, big plans. Build a little house out on some hand-me-down land. Find a little island where we go to get tan. I bet we take our kids down there one day. And I know she wouldn't mind if I did a little something like find a fly. Overnight to paradise and late tonight. And I'ma put a diamond on her hand. She don't know I got some big, big plans. She don't know I got some big, big plans.
She don't know, well, she don't know.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump's tariffs against Canada and Mexico and China are now in effect, and it won't be long until you feel it, says Moody's Analytics chief economist Mark Zandi.
Everything from vehicles to appliances to consumer electronics, all those things will take time to filter through. But I suspect by Memorial Day, we'll all feel the effects of the higher prices on all these different products.
China and Canada already responding with their own tariffs on U.S. goods, Mexico continuing to try to negotiate. The White House has ordered a pause in military aid to Ukraine, saying Ukrainian President Zelensky needs to be more appreciative of the U.S. that it's already received. Tonight, the president delivers his first address of his second administration to a joint session of Congress, at which he will lay out priorities for the next 4 years. 88-year-old Pope Francis in guarded condition, suffering two medical emergencies on Monday at the Rome Hospital, where he's been for nearly 3 weeks. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Struggling with back taxes or unfiled returns? Owe the IRS $10,000 or more? With the IRS ramping up enforcement, taxpayers across the country are turning to tax relief helpers. Call 800-885-0622 now. End IRS stress today. Stop collection efforts, wage garnishments, and sleepless nights. Tax relief helpers can help you or your business settle your tax debt quickly and affordably. Call the Tax Relief Helpers hotline at 800-885-0622. That's 800-885-0622. Start your relief today.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home. They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compure Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compure.com. Compure Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, double-digit losses in the milk markets. April milk down 16 to 18.11, May down 18 to 18.15, June down 11 to 17.80, July down 12 at 18.08. Meanwhile, in the cheese markets, barrels were up a quarter to 178 and a quarter. 40-pound blocks down 5.5 to 172. 4-trade a barrel, 10-trade a block on the day. Cash butter steady at 234.5, 5 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 3 quarters to 119 and a quarter. 4 trades. Dry whey steady at 51 and no trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, live and feeder cattle markets were mostly lower on the day, but they were well off of their daily lows. But it's all due to that lower cash markets, and the traders are agreeing that the market's at risk for even more downside potential, and they're starting to watch what the next bottom level would be. Feeder cattle also moving higher, or lower rather, due to lack of the support from the live cattle complex. Hog markets, though, they moved mostly higher on some technical buying and also some strength in some of those carcass values as well. April live cattle down 40 cents to 192.25. March feeder cattle down 95 cents to 274.02. April hogs up 2 cents to 83.70. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all sharply lower on the day on a risk-off type of trade. Even though the markets approached oversold conditions, it's all over the concerns on the tariff deadline. That is today, Tuesday, and those tariffs could be going up against Canada, Mexico, and China, and that had the markets spooked really in across the board in corn, beans, and even in wheat, a risk-off type of trade in the market. March corn down 13 and a quarter to 440 and a quarter. New crop down 3 3/4 to 451 and a quarter. March beans down 13 and a quarter to 998 and a quarter. New crop down 10 3/4 to 1018 3/4. March wheat down 5 to 532. That's a check of national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn $3.98, April $4.01, May $4.04, new crop $3.91. Cash beans $9.22, April $9.27, May $9.32, new crop $9.29. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 401 and a quarter, April 411 and a quarter, May 416 and a quarter, new crop 401 and a quarter. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 414, new crop at 402. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 391, new crop 401, cash beans 921, new crop 943. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 406, new crop 401, cash beans 921, new crop 929. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 392, new crop 394, cash beans 927, new crop 946. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 188 to 213, Holstein fed cattle 173 to 187, market cows 120 to 140, bulls 146 to 178, calves 360 to 1050, beef steers 250 to 445, Holstein steers 187 to 360. Sheep markets, market lambs 230 and down, light lambs 200 and down, ewes 105 and down, rams 142 and down, goat markets, does 220 and down, bucks 290 and down. That's a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Cloudy with rain developing this afternoon. High today in the upper 40s. Tonight, rain will mix with and then change to snow, with snow likely after about midnight tonight. Tomorrow, more snow. Wind will create blowing snow. Overall, 4 to 6 or more inches possible by the time things improve late Wednesday. You can get cheaper and faster internet from Whole Home Connect. Call today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She turned up her nose as she walked by my Cadillac. From the corner of my eye, I saw you. And you laughed. You were sitting on the swing on your front porch, painting your nails like you were bored. And you yelled she was sure impressed with you. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. I'm wild and a little crazy too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do. I yielded and asked if you would like a ride. When we pulled out of your yard, I bawled a tie. You was laughing at me, I was doing James Dean. You was the prettiest girl I'd ever seen. When you rolled your eyes and twirled my pink paradise. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. I'm wild and a little crazy too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do. Someone for each of us, they say. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. I'm wild and a little crazy too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. I'm wild and a little crazy too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do. I said some girls do. You know some girls do. Like boys like me. You know some girls do.
Little red rose, Reeling in the hits all day long. Real Country, 1430.
Baby, close that suitcase. Let's turn this thing around. We've got everybody talking all over town. But if you have to leave, well, keep one thing in mind. Oh, this one's gonna hurt you for a long, long time. There's a bottle on the table to help me understand how love can go so wrong between a woman and a man. But just beyond the door, here's what you will find. Girl, this one's gonna hurt you for a long, long time. A long, long time is forever. And will I get over you? Probably never. You can't walk away from true love. Leave your feelings all behind, 'cause this one's gonna hurt you for a long, long time. This one's gonna hurt you for a long, long time.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Marty Stewart and Travis Tritt, and this one's going to hurt you here on the WRDN Morning Farm Reports. And good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We do have temperatures in the upper 30s to low 40s. We have a lot of active weather on the way over the next few days, even some winter storm watches up, and we're going to have details with our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Also, next hour in our Newsmaker segment, we're going to be talking with Buck Wehrbine. He's president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Had a chance to talk with him during the Wisconsin Beef Council's annual meeting in Mauston. So we'll have that here coming up next hour. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America. That's next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. The former NCGA chief is looking ahead for U.S. agriculture and trade opportunities. We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
While John Doggett may have retired as CEO of the National Corn Growers Association, the longtime policy analyst is still keeping a close eye on what's happening in U.S. agriculture. He talks about things to focus on moving forward.
I think taking advantage of the programs that are in front of us are very, very important. And so making sure that those funds and those programs have some continuity and people can depend on them, I think that's very, very important. Secondly, what are we going to do about trade? 96% of the world's population lives outside the shores of the U.S. And we've expanded trade, but we need to expand it a lot more. Lastly, what are we going to do about labor? And you can't go in many places in this country and not see help wanted signs. And so what are we going to do about processing those hogs and that cattle and chickens? What are we going to do about harvesting crops? What are we going to do about milking cows? Those are all questions that are being raised, and we're going to have to deal with them, and we're going to have to deal with them with a long-term objective in mind.
Doggett says not advancing climate-smart agriculture as far as some of our trading partners could soon become an impediment to increasing trade opportunities.
That's the kind of thing you hear from developed countries, but the undeveloped countries, the countries that are not nearly as far along, that isn't a question they're asking, but I think that they could be asking that soon, and I think maybe they are going to be working on their climate smart programs as well. There's going to be some opportunities here to expand markets, to have different revenue streams coming into that farm or ranch that will help us be more viable, and I think that's really, really important.
Farmers can find out where they're at in terms of climate smart agriculture by making a stop at their local USDA service center.
I would say go into your local USDA office and find out what's available at that office, what kind of technical expertise is there, what kind of programs are they looking at. Talk to your land-grant university. There's a lot of really great research being done at land-grant universities now on climate smart ag. And there's just a wealth of information and data and things that people can take and use.
Former NCGA CEO John Doggett. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Cloudy with rain developing this afternoon, high today in the upper 40s. Tonight, rain will mix with and then change to snow, with snow likely after about midnight tonight. Tomorrow, more snow. Wind will create blowing snow, overall 4 to 6 or more inches possible by the time things improve late Wednesday. You can get cheaper and faster internet from Whole Home Connect. Call today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty right now. He's probably buying her some fruity little drink, 'cause she can't shoot whiskey right now. He's probably up behind her with a pool stick, showing her how to shoot a combo, and he don't know.
sing a song, a white trash version of Shania karaoke. Right now, she's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's a thinking that he's gonna get lucky. Right now, he's probably dabbing on $3 worth of that bathroom polo. Oh, and he don't know that I dug my key into the side of his pretty little souped-up four-wheel drive, carved my name into his leather seat. I took a Louisville slugger to both headlights, I slashed a hole in all four tires. Maybe next time I'll think before he.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Carrie Underwood in Before He Cheats here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the 40s, and looks like we're going to see some rain, snow, a whole bunch of winter weather here coming up over the next 48 hours. We'll have details with our ag weather forecast next hour. Wisconsin Department of Agriculture Secretary Randy Romanski was in Washington in February for the 2025 Winter Policy Conference with the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture. During the conference, Romanski contributed in policy discussions. He also engaged in discussions with federal agency leadership and participated in the NASDA business meeting. He also co-sponsored a policy amendment during the conference supporting federal biofuel tax policy that gives preference to the use of domestic feedstocks for U.S. biofuel production. He also co-sponsored an action item encouraging Congress to retain the Dairy Business Innovation Initiative as part of the upcoming Farm Bill. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
When it comes to farming and family, the most important thing is laying down roots. Hey, it's Matthew from Bluff Country Feed and Seed in Mondovi, and we want to help you grow your roots. From planting to harvest, we can help you lay your foundation through quality feed, seed, fertilizer, and great service. We know how to help because we know Bluff Country. At Bluff Country, we understand the importance of strong roots in the community and the relationships we build. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Think of everything you do to provide for your family. A home, food on the table, healthcare, vacations, and saving for your kids' education. It's all good as long as you're alive. But it's only a drop in the bucket of what they'll need if you die without life insurance. Buying term life insurance, we can save you up to 70%. If you already have coverage, you could be paying too much. One call could save you thousands of dollars. We have great rates for smokers, too, or if you have health problems. Providing for today is good, but it's not enough if you die prematurely. Call the Term Lifeline today for a free quote. Protect your family and see if you could save up to 70%.
866-549-TERM. 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 49 term. That's 866-549-8376.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I'm gonna find me a new way to light up an old flame. With a little bit of luck and a hug, there's gonna be a big change. I got a strong desire to start the kind of fire that
I've had all that I can stand. I got roses in my hand and old feelings in my heart. Now I'm knocking on her door. I can't stay away no more, 'cause we're no good apart. I'm gonna find me a new way to light up an old flame. With a little bit of luck and a hug, there's gonna be a big change. I got a strong desire to start the kind of fire that'll burn through a pouring rain. I'm gonna find me a new way to light up an old flame. Take her out tonight and put a spark back in her eyes that'll never fade away. She'll see the love inside of me, a sight she never got to see, and she won't know what to say. I'm gonna find me a new way to light up an old flame. With a little bit of luck and a hug, there's gonna be a big change. I got a strong desire to start the kind of fire that'll burn through a pouring rain. I'm gonna find me a new way to light up an old flame. I got a strong desire to start the kind of fire that'll burn through a pouring rain. I'm gonna find me a new way to light up an old flame.
Morning, honey. Go to work, make up, try to keep the balance up between love and money. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. She's an American girl. Chance, mama needs romance and a living maid. Fix the sink, mow the yard, really isn't all that hard if you get paid. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. And
for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
coffee and three cigarettes. They say it'll kill me, but I got a hunch that this broken heart's gonna beat 'em to the punch. Oh, mirror, mirror, on my wall, tell me who is the loneliest fool of all. Oh, wait a minute, I believe I table, she didn't leave a chair, but she knew what she was doing when she left you hanging there. Oh, mirror, mirror, on my wall, tell me who is the loneliest fool of all. Oh, I believe I see the answer staring back at me. Now wait 1 minute, I believe I see the answer staring back at me.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The final approval for a new six-year contract agreement between the International Longshoremen's Association and the U.S. Maritime Alliance was given by the ILA. The approved contract will run from October 1st of 2024 through September 30th of 2030. Almost 90% of the ILA members voted to approve the agreement. I'm pleased to announce that thousands of ILA longshore workers overwhelmingly supported the contract, and we now have labor peace for the next 6 years, said ILA President Harold Daggett, who served as the union's chief negotiator. Our ILA rank-and-file members not only are the greatest longshore workers in the world, but the strongest union anywhere. The agreement includes a record 62% wage increase, full protections against automation, a strengthening of the union's health care plan, and many other benefits. Daggett also praised his USMX negotiating counterpart, Paul DeMera, the lead management negotiator, for helping to bring about a settlement. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins was at Commodity Classic over the weekend, where she announced USDA's plan to distribute the economic disaster passed by Congress late last year. She also had a chance to walk the trade floor and met with leaders of the four primary commodities represented at the event, corn, soybeans, wheat, and sorghum. Collins announced that the $10 billion in economic assistance passed by Congress, the USDA has been working around the clock to get the process started. She announced that the economic assistance program would be called the Emergency Commodity Assistance Program, or ECAP. Congress gave us 90 days to start distributing the first $10 billion in economic assistance, and we're on track to begin applications on or before March 20th, Rollins said. As for the review of the Environmental Quality Incentive Program and the Conservation Stewardship Program, along with the Agricultural Conservation Easement Program, Rollins said that they completed the review and have released the funds for those three programs. She said they're still reviewing other programs to make sure that they are focused on making American agriculture the most competitive in the world. A workshop for Wisconsin farmers who are direct marketing beef or considering it will be held April 11th from 1 to 4:30 at the Marriott Madison West in Middleton. The workshop's being offered by the Wisconsin Beef Council and is being held in conjunction with the Wisconsin Association of Meat Processors annual convention. It'll be an opportunity to network with fellow beef producers who are direct marketing, as well as processors who play a key role in getting beef to consumers. Topics to be covered include pre-harvest influences on beef quality, guidance for customers on cutting instructions, labeling and inspection requirements, claims and terms in marketing, how to frame your product for profitability. Now, for more information on the program, just visit the Wisconsin Beef Council website to register. It doesn't take much movement in milk markets to shake up the dairy economy. Sarah Dorland, dairy market economist with Ceres Dairy Risk Management, she says any slight shifts in the supply of dairy can move the markets in one direction or the other. She talks about the possibility of tariffs and retaliatory tariffs limiting demand in 2025.
Yeah, I think people have been preparing for that since the result of our presidential election. That was something that President Trump had campaigned on. And certainly he makes good on a lot of his campaign promises. We saw what happened back in 2018. Similarly, steel and aluminum tariffs resulted in retaliatory tariffs on our dairy products. So that created some challenges in direct payments to farms in order to somewhat right the ship. So certainly folks have been gearing up. That's actually been really good for our trade data so far. We're moving a lot more product because folks don't want to be out of U.S. products during these times.
She says while the dairy industry is shipping a lot of products now, that could change drastically in the near future.
The concern is either A, we do get tariffs and things slow down, or B, we don't get tariffs and everybody's bought ahead and things slow down. So it creates quite a bit of uncertainty. I think there's a lot of question about the overall economies in these countries and if we push them a little bit too far or our own consumers slow down on buying. So I guess I would say right now, I think we're getting a little bit of the benefit of it. But down the road, there could be a swing back.
Sarah Dorland with the Ceres Dairy Risk Management. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Cloudy with rain developing this afternoon, high today in the upper 40s. Tonight, rain will mix with and then change to snow, with snow likely after about midnight tonight. Tomorrow, more snow. Wind will create blowing snow, overall 4 to 6 or more inches possible by the time things improve late Wednesday. You can get cheaper and faster internet from Whole Home Connect. Call today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
He turned 35 last Sunday, and his hair he found some gray. But he still ain't changed his lifestyle. He likes it better the old way. So he grows a little garden in the backyard by the fence. He's consuming what he's growing nowadays in self-defense. He gets out there in the twilight zone sometimes when it just don't make no sense. Yeah, he gets off on country music, cause disco left him cold. And he's got young friends and a new wave, but he's just too friggin' old. And he dreams at night of Woodstock and the day John Lennon died. How the music made him happy and the silence made him cry. Yeah, he thinks of John sometimes, and he has to wonder why. He's an old hippie and he don't know what to do. Should he hang on to the old? Should he grab on to the new? He's an old hippie. This new life is just a bust. He ain't trying to change nobody. He's just trying real hard to adjust. He was sure back in the 60s that everyone was hip.
they sent him off to Vietnam on his senior trip. And they forced him to become a man while he was still a boy. And behind each wave of tragedy, he waited for the joy. Now this world may change around him, but he just can't change no more. Cause he's an old hippie and he don't know what to do. Should he hang on to the old? Should he grab on to the new? He's an old hippie. This new life is just a bust. He ain't trying to change nobody. He's just trying real hard to adjust. Well, he stays away a lot now from the parties and the clubs. And he's thinking while he's jogging around, sure is glad he quit the hard drugs. Cause him and his kind get more endangered every day, and pretty soon the species will just up and fade away. Like the smoke from that torpedo, just up and fade away. Yeah, he's an old hippie. Grab on to the new. He's an old hippie. This new life is just a bust. He ain't trying to change nobody. He's just trying real hard to adjust. Yeah, he ain't trying to change nobody. He's just trying real hard to adjust.
Your face, I knew we'd meet again another time, another place. Can't believe it's been so many years. You better grab a chair and a couple of beers. Looking good in your three-piece suit. You know I always knew you'd take the business route. You were always the one to follow the light, and you look like you're doing alright, yeah. Been singing for my rent and singing for my supper. I'm above the below and below the upper. I'm stuck in the middle where money gets tight, but I guess I'm doing alright. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight, so I guess I'm doing alright. Oh, 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 I'm alright. I got a good old friend here with me tonight, and I guess I'm doing alright. Well, we had a lot of dreams when we were younger. They thought we were crazy, but we have the hunger. We kept a lot of friends, skipped a lot of class, been on top of the world and knocked on our. We lost touch, we lost in love, we lost our minds when things got tough. But beating time is a losing fight, and I guess I'm doing alright. Oh, I'm all, I'm alright. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight, so I guess I'm doing alright. This evening, and God only knows when I'll see you again. Just send a fax or send me a letter or give me a call, that would even be better. Give the kids a kiss for me and say hello to the family and tell them all my future's looking bright. Well, I miss them, but I'm doing all right. I said I miss them, but I'm doing all right. Oh, I'm all, I'm all right. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight, so I guess I'm doing all right.
for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I can't hide the way I feel about you anymore. I can't hold the hurt inside, keep the pain out of my eyes anymore. My tears no longer waiting. My resistance ain't that strong. My mind keeps recreating a life with you alone. And I'm tired of pretending I don't love you anymore. Let me make one last appeal to show you how I feel about you. Cause there's no one else, I swear, holds a candle anywhere next to you. My heart can't take the beating, not having you to hold. A small voice keeps repeating deep inside my soul. It says I can't keep pretending I don't love you anymore.
Flirting from that tailgate and cranking up the dial. Come Sunday morning, she'll be singing with the choir, driving me crazy with that kiss me smile. There's a little bit of devil in those angel eyes. She's a little bit of heaven with a wild side. Got a rebel heart, a country mile wide. There's a little bit of devil in her angel eyes. There's a little bit of devil in her angel eyes.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Could be the start of an all-out trade war. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio.
President Trump imposing a 25% tax